You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day. I know your days are busy, but I know you love the Lord. That's why you've tuned in here today, because you want to hear a word from Him. So God bless you. Thank you for doing that. For those of you that have downloaded the podcast too, I thank you. God bless you from me and us here in Central Florida to all of you around the world that have downloaded this program. Godspeed. May God be with you and bless you and your families and all that you do. May you be a successful witness today. In the name of Jesus. Here in this program, WGOD Radio, we're going over a sermon that when I preached it, the plug was pulled from my recorder and I thought it was unlistenable. And so I wanted to go over it because I thought it was my best sermon out of all 20 chapters and I didn't want it to waste. And I wanted to go over it again. So that's what we're doing. At the church, we just wrapped up the book of Revelation here on this past Sunday, the 21st of October. And these next 2 weeks here, we're going to be looking at a couple different things. My sermon this coming Sunday is going to be entitled, So You're an Agnostic, Are You? We're going to look at those who call themselves agnostic. The following week will be at a 1 Timothy chapter 4, first five verses, where the Bible warns us about those. Well, it says the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That's my sermon the following week. Deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons. Love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. For those on the podcast, let's get going here. We're looking at the second part of this sermon from Revelation chapter 20, The Saints Reign with Christ for 1,000 years. In our program yesterday, we looked at this great angel coming down out of heaven. Let's pick it up here in Revelation chapter 20. I saw an angel coming down from heaven having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Can't you just visualize this? Big old powerful angel descending. Anabainos means to descend. He's descending out of heaven. In one hand, he's got a great chain. And the other key. So he's laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old. We just crossed books here. We've just gone cover to cover. Dragon, we read in Revelation chapter 12. It's another name for Satan. And then serpent, you're going all the way back in the other direction. Flip to the left-hand side of your book, all the way to the book of beginnings, Genesis chapter 3, when we read about Eve in the garden with the serpent. The serpent spoke. The Bible now finally at the end of the book is showing you, in case you really were ignorant and didn't understand, now the author is going to spell it out to you. All right, look, no more guessing, all right? The dragon was Satan. All right, no more guessing. The serpent that you saw in the garden, that was Satan. If you haven't figured it out yet, he's going to tell all those that are slow of mind that this indeed was the devil. So he laid hold of that dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil, Diablos, and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. Hallelujah. Finally, after all these years, someone is going to have the power to shut up the devil. The text goes on, shut him up, comma, and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more. But then we got the unfortunate little word there, until the 1,000 years were finished. But after this, he must be released for a little while. All right, he's going to be bound by a chain, a seal will be set over him, and he's going to shut him up for 1,000 years. And after that, he's going to be released one more time for one last round of deception on people that live on the earth. How is that? That's because sinners are going to survive the tribulation. There will be people there in their resurrected bodies, in their which won't be able to sin, like hopefully you and me. But there's going to be people that survive the tribulation. Sinners are going to make it into the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and children are going to be born to them. And sinners are going to be born into that time, because we see that they're going to follow Satan one more time. But that's coming up here now, next section. The saints reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Verse 4, so I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Okay, who was that, you say? Well, we've got the answer to who that is, and that is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 28. As I turn here, let me read it to you. Matthew 19, 28, the Lord Jesus said to them, he's speaking to his apostles, he says, assuredly, I say to you, now listen to what he says. He says, quote, that in the regeneration, that's now, here in this text, this is the 1,000-year reign, it's the regeneration. Again, let me read it. Assuredly, I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So that's Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. That's that promise being fulfilled that the Lord Jesus gave them. So that is who these people are. A multitude of people here, more than one, sitting on thrones. Okay, back to Revelation 21. So when I saw thrones, verse 4, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. This is the them. This is why it's plural. It's fulfilling the promise Jesus gave them back in Matthew 19. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Now, there's no reason not to take that literal. We keep seeing this number time and time again. Take it at face value here. 1,000 years is not a secret message for something else. It means 1,000. They lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead, that's the unbelievers, the rest of the unregenerate, those that rejected Christ, the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. That's you and me and your mother and your father, Lord willing, your grandmother, and all the righteous dead that have died up until this time will be part of the first resurrection. Here's what the Lord Jesus said back in the John chapter 5, verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my words and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and will not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. Now let me move down here. Verse 28. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in the which that all who were in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those that have done good to the resurrection of life. Those that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Guess what? That's a resurrection you don't want to be a part of. That'll be the second resurrection after the 1,000 years. The first resurrection is one you want to be a part of, which is why he says blessed here. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. This is the good thing. This is what you want. All believers, all those who die and pass away in Jesus' name. Those who die, as we read, and remember, those who die in faith. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. Greek word, exousia. I love that word. That word can mean three things. Now, regarding the second death, the word exousia means power. So over such, that is, all believers in Jesus Christ, part of the first resurrection, over such, the second death has got no power. Also, the word means authority. So over such, the second death has got no authority. It's got no authority on you. All you that hear my voice today, all everyone who dies in faith, if you die and leave this world in faith, the second death has got no power over you. The second death's got no authority over you. It doesn't outrank you. You outrank it because of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who said, I am the resurrection. Also, thirdly, the word means right. Power, authority, and right. Over such, the second death's got no right. It's got no right to you. Because your rights have been bought and paid for at the cross. And the second death's got no right to you. It's got no authority over you. And has no power over you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, what a great thing that he's done by redeeming you back to him. By dying in your place. By taking your sins upon himself and dying on the cross. Blessed and holy is he who has a part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But they, that's you, all you who die in faith, they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. We'll leave it off there today. And that'll be the end of the second section here. It's a promise for all those that die in faith. Blessed and holy is he that has part of the first resurrection. And over such, the second death's got no right, no power, no authority over you. Now, when we pick it up in our next program, we're going to see a Satan released from the bottomless pit. And we're going to see he's going to go out and one more time to try to deceive the nation. So that's where we're going to be here next week. In our next two programs, we have that coming up in our program tomorrow. And then on the last day or on the next day, we'll look at the great white throne judgment. And that will wrap up chapter 20 here in the book of Revelation. And then we'll be moving on to chapter 21. In the meantime, again, I invite you out to Island here this weekend for my sermon, So You're an Agnostic. We're going to look at really at what that means. Look for that podcast here coming up too sometime next week. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WG.